Ashbrook Soundwaves is a product of the Gaston County Schools Delta Fellows Program. All events described and opinions expressed in this podcast are based on our recollections and those of our guests, none of which are representative of Ashbrook High School or Gaston County Schools. All music used in this podcast is performed by Ashbrook's very own Caleb Davis and is used with his permission. Ashbrook High School is located in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Tripp Griffin.
And we promised you guys earlier on that we were going to have a weekly football sit-down with Coach James, and we just finished our first game this past weekend, so we are holding true to our promise, and we have Coach James in the studio with us today. Did I introduce myself?
You did, and I introduced myself.
Excellent. I think it's that COVID vaccine. It's one of the side effects, oh, yep. Memory loss.
Well, that's just growing old, but it's fine, it's fine.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to be doing this show every week. We're going to have a sit-down with Coach James, and one of the things we want to start doing next week is a segment at the beginning of the show, an Ask Coach James segment. This guy is a fountain of knowledge, and I know you guys would like to pick his brain, or maybe you have some questions about what's going on with the football team, something about the game. We would love to have you guys call and leave us a voicemail with a question, or you can email us a question. Let me tell you how to do that.
You can email. You can either email us at www. No, not excuse me, not www. Sorry, that was dumb. You can email us at soundwaves.
https
:// for you old people out there, y'all are mid typing, right? Now at soundwavesahs@gmail.com. You can also send something to that same Soundwaves AHS on Twitter or Instagram, and just hit us up there. Or you can call us at...
You can reach us. We have a phone number where we can get voicemails. It's 704-899-4066.
You can get voicemails there. It's not a fax line, folks. You can call right in.
Yeah, no beeping. You also can leave us a voice message if you listen to us on Anchor FM. It's anchor.fm. You can search for Ashbrook Soundwaves. And there's a feature there where you click, says something like record message, and it's a message that we will get. And
yep. You can send us a message or a voice memo. It'll take a voice memo, too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so we need some questions for Coach James. So if you are listening and would be interested in passing on a question, please get it to us. The football team has a web page where you can get keep up with information about the season and about the team. That's www.ashbrookgreenwave.com, www.ashbrookgreenwave.com.
And it'll come up in the episode, but parents, just to throw it out there again, pictures that are going on March the 4th, I believe, there's a way to order them through that website, so check that out.
All right. We look forward to getting your questions so we can ask those, we can pass those along to Coach James next week when we sit down. All right. First of all, Coach James, thank you for coming in here with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having
me. We had our first, I don't know, in soccer we call them counting matches. We had our first game, real game, this past week. So this week it wasn't a Friday Night Lights. It was a Thursday Night Lights.
Yeah. Got a game moved up and had to lose one day of preparation. So it was... exciting week.
And that really had nothing to do with COVID. That was more the weather.
Yeah,
right?
It was more the weather and field. Our field is in pretty bad shape. So just like everybody else in the county, too. So
yeah, except for Stuart Kramer.
Yeah.
There are a lot of benefits to having a turf field.
It is. You think about practicing. Right now, we're having to go in the gym. We may have to go to Audrey Field.
Yeah.
So that might be a... option.
Yeah. So, I mean, all across the county, there's been so much rain over the past couple months, and the fields will take a beating. And this is not the time of year that these fields are designed to be taking this beating. So that's the big problem is, you know, we're into February, and now today is March the 1st, and this is a time where that dormant grass is, I'm no landscaping expert, but it's like
healing. You should take the class.
Yes. It's like healing time for the field, not the time to where it's ready to be churned up.
And it's not going to get any healing time between football, soccer, and then track starting up, and then that runs through the summer, right? I mean,
yep.
So
definitely. So first game against Barry, Thursday, I kept getting updates. They're only letting a certain number of people into the stadium. So I was texting and people were coming up and they were sending texts back. And it looked like we started off hot and, you know, some things happened. Tell us a little bit about Thursday night's game.
Yeah, so I'll start with first quarter. First quarter, we kicked off to them. We wanted to get the ball back at halftime. We come out, we stopped them in three. They punt to us. We march right down the field, score. Come back. They drive down. We stop them on maybe the 10. They kick a field goal. We came right back down, scored. So it's 13-3 going into the second quarter. In the second quarter, I think that we definitely let up. You know, maybe not intentional, but the enthusiasm kind of dwindled down. Yeah. And we allowed some big plays. We were in position, I thought. You know, if one kid is an inch taller, he makes an interception. Actually, it's kind of the same play. One was for a touchdown and one was for a third down conversion. So, but the, nevertheless, they were big plays. We didn't make them. So we go to the halftime, 24-13. We come back out and, you know, at halftime, just talking to the kids, looking at them, it just felt like one of those games where you were going to pull it out. I think they were they believed they would win. We came out, had a good two first downs and kind of stalled out, so we had to punt to them. Went back and forth the third quarter, and nobody scored. So going into the fourth, just another big play, you know, kind of changed the landscape of everything. So,
well, those big plays, I mean, they from, you know, I talked to you about them earlier, and I spoke with somebody else, one of the assistants, same thing, talking about the, you know, there's hinged on a couple plays,
right,
that we didn't make. Now, Ashbrook is a young team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's quite a few sophomores starting both sides of the ball, right?
Right, right. So we have four seniors on defense.
Okay.
That start. We got three on offense.
Okay.
So we're pretty young all the way around, but one thing about these guys, they compete. We're trying to teach them to, you know, keep that same energy from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. And mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit what we were lacking. It wasn't in terms of leadership. It's just knowing how to finish.
Right, right. And that's something I know that you're focusing on with this group, and that's a learned thing. It's not a switch you turn on and off. Like, okay, tonight you guys are going to have it, and exactly. You guys are going to play at this level all night. It's something that they learn.
Right.
You know.
And with these younger kids, they play off of emotion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's hearing a crowd, hearing their name called. When they don't get those things, then you see the dip in you know, how they play. But I think they didn't give up, and that's, you know, that's was a positive for me. I think we can build off of that.
Good.
You know, when you give up, you can't, that's something you can't work with.
So what would you say if we just told you to tell us a couple of the positive things that maybe you guys, you're going to practice today and you're going to say, okay, here's some things we did well.
Right. So we actually had 213 yards rushing.
Oh, nice.
Which we outgained Barry in. We had three sacks. We had six tackles for loss. We didn't allow over 250 yards total.
And that's one of your goals for the defense.
That's one of our goals. We didn't have any turnovers. So I think we had three penalties.
Those are the kind of stats
right.
I hear, and I'm waiting for you to say, you know, and we came out on top.
Right. I'm telling you, it was that type of game. Yeah. You know, until about six to five minutes left in the fourth, you know, I felt like we had a chance, you know, with a couple big plays, but it didn't turn out that way. So,
well, I mean, and it's good that you guys scheduled tough non-conference stuff.
Right, and Barry's a 4A team, which right. They were, you know, if you're at the game, they were big, they were fast. If you look at the game, our guys was kind of hesitant about their speed, in which they, I mean, these guys were legit track speed guys. So they took advantage of what we gave them.
Yeah.
And so that's right. Something that we have to learn to, you know, trust each other and you know, not that it's being selfish, but try to compensate, you know, for them. You know, we'll compensate for ourselves.
Right, right. You can't control.
Right.
That guy, if he runs a 4.440, he's going to run that 4.440 all
regardless,
night.
Regardless, right.
And there's nothing
right.
you can do about his speed, but you can control but what you can control.
Right.
How are we going to play him? Are we going to give him more of a cushion? What are you going to do about it? But, I mean, fast is fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about areas of concern? Some things that you guys are going to be focusing on as we lead into this week's game?
I think our passing game. Okay. You know, if we could have got a couple of passes that we'd thrown completed, I think it's a different game. So it's going to be really important this week to incorporate our passing game into the overall plan, which I think, you know, every pass that Chandler threw, it was there.
Yeah.
We just got to work on that time. And it's hard because last week, or the last 2 weeks, we probably got to practice outside maybe 4 times, you know. So, and that's hard for a passing team.
Yes.
Yeah. And when we did practice, we were in mud. So, yeah. You know, hopefully this week the football guys will dry up everything.
Well, this week there's been another schedule change, right?
I mean, yeah.
You guys are not playing on Friday night.
Yeah. So we're playing Saturday at Stuart Kramer.
What time is kickoff? Have you guys?
2 p.m.
2 o'clock.
As of now.
Yeah, so if you guys are listening, the Ashbrook Forest View game will be 2 o'clock at Stuart Kramer.
Which, I mean, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's not a
that's
deal.
A fast track, no matter what the weather is.
Yeah, yeah.
And that should be beneficial.
Yeah, I think it will.
So, Forest View coming up. Big rivalry game. And I know I think every school in the conference looks at Ashbrook as a rival. When you hear people talk about rivals, they say, yeah, Ashbrook. But in Ashbrook's mind, I mean, there's some rivalries. And you always hear about Huss. But when you were around at Ashbrook when Forest View split happened,
mm-hmm.
and we were teaching about that time, and that is a rivalry.
Yeah, yeah. If you think about back then, I played football with that first startup year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For Forest View. Most of those kids I played with, and most of them played here. So, you know, it was a big-time rivalry back then.
And it's sort of like the more of a new school
rivalry.
So, they took a lot of Ashbrook students, a lot of Ashbrook athletes. So from day one, Forest View Ashbrook has been a big game. And I know you guys are looking at it this week, a bounce-back game, hopefully.
Yeah.
And Forest View is going to be ready. You guys are going to be ready. And it should be a good game. Now, are they still have restrictions on number of fans and stuff? What's the deal with that right
so
now?
So they did increase it. It's 30% of the that stadium's capacity, which mm-hmm. I'm not sure about Stuart Kramer, but we'll get an additional 100 tickets.
Okay.
So our fans capped at 100 will get to come.
So is that mostly player pairs?
Yeah, so what he did last time was players and then anything left over, he let everybody else purchase.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, listen, we're excited about the season. I know you guys are. I saw a lot of posts and on Facebook, and I'm sure it's on the younger kids' social media too out there, but I saw it on Facebook. A lot of highlights. I saw the first touchdown.
Yeah.
Of the season, somebody posted that almost immediately, and then some of the other plays. So
well, we probably had our first thrown touchdown in what?
It's been a while. It's definitely been a minute.
Well, there's no dust left, so we can't do 3 yards in a cloud of. I mean, there's no dust out there, so you got to do something else. 3 yards in a cloud of hay, something.
One of the things that I appreciate what you're doing, and this is one thing I'm going to bring up. You recognize players on the team every week that have really worked hard at practice. So leading into this Barry game, who were the players that you wanted to recognize as the practice players of the week?
Okay, so our coaches voted on you know, the practice players of the week, which was offense, defense, and special teams. For offense, it's Alex Woody. Alex is a kid that this is his first year coming to us playing football, I think, ever. He's a baseball player. I think he has a Division I scholarship offer from San Diego.
Oh, cool.
But wow. This kid is different. His work ethic, the respect that he has, and how hard he has. He has a motor like no other. And, you know, I talk about Carmelo's motor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're about even.
Yeah.
Is, you know, how much they work. But the coaches voted on this. I had nothing to do with it. It wasn't based on game performance, just how hard they work every day and their commitment. So Alex Woody was our offensive player of the week.
And what position does he play?
Receiver.
He's a receiver, okay.
Yep. For defense, it was Zach Higgins. It's another kid. He's a senior. Phenomenal grades, respectful, hard worker. And just so happened, you know, he had a great game, hit 10 tackles, a tackle for loss. Special teams, this kid is undersized, second year playing football. He came to me last year, and I was kind of hesitant to play him, but every time we needed somebody for something, I had a coach, Coach Gordon, that's at Hunter Huss. He would always pick him.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you always picking him? You know, he's like, coach, watch him. We put him at center. He did that well. We put him at guard. He did that well. We put him at linebacker. He did that well. So he ended up playing linebacker for us. And he was 5'6", probably 150 pounds. But
oh, my goodness.
He would come up and he would hit you. Looking at special teams this year, that was a no-brainer. You know, we knew how hard he was going to work. I want to say he had 2 tackles on special teams Thursday. But this kid, his work ethic is crazy. He has the grades to match it, but it's Christian Augustine.
Well, I think it's really cool how you recognize these players. A lot of people think, you know, the highlight reels are
right.
Highlight reels are like a very small part of the game. A football play, maybe 6 seconds of or 2 seconds of a game, but it doesn't show all that goes into it behind the scenes and
right.
and what goes on the rest of the game, you know.
And I wish, you know, the fans and parents were able to come to all the practices and see this at just how hard they work, and maybe, you know, they could appreciate more on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, what these kids are doing, because they are working their tails off. You think about the last 2 weeks. We've practiced in the rain and the mud, and they've been here on time. Any changes that we've had, they've adjusted to it. So just the hard work that they're doing, they need to be celebrated and they need to be recognized.
Well, I 100% agree.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Well, thank you for sitting in with us. Thank you for what you're doing for the boys. And look, go get those Jaguars.
All right, and I got a message for parents. So we'll have pictures Thursday, March 4th at 3:45.
Okay.
If you look on our website, www.ashbrookgreenwave.com, there's a link on there that they can click and pre-order the pictures.
Oh, can also, they pay online too?
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it gives them the option to pay online.
Cool.
That, as a parent, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yes,
that's one of the worst parts about sports teams, where you have the envelope and a check and trying to check which package you want. I mean, if you can do that online ahead of time,
yep.
I know that will help coaches. It'll make it easier on the coaches, the players, the photographer, everybody. So, yeah. So it's www.ashbrookgreenwave.com.
Yep.
All right. So that's
this week. This Thursday.
So. All right.
And I'd like to give a big shout out to Cody Mamamu. He's the our chaplain. He is a junior pastor at Bethlehem.
Okay. City Church now.
City Church. I'm sorry.
No worries.
But he helps us out tremendously. Amy Hayes, one of the coach's wives, Greg Hayes, she helps us out a lot. She's actually helping a lot with picking up food and for after games and also for our leadership council. So thank you to those guys and all the teachers at Ashbrook. Ms. Rimmer, she's helping us with our academic stuff. All the teachers that have agreed to either help or tutor any players, I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, that's part of the Greenway family.
Oh, yeah.
And I do, we're not going to get into it this week because I know you got to go, but I want to hear some more about that leadership council
okay.
next week. So I think that's a great idea, but I think it'll be take a little more time than we
and I think rather than hearing me talk about it, we probably need to get one of those guys up here so they can tell you their experience with it.
That would be excellent.
That'd be great.
So Monday?
Monday, yeah. Yeah,
we'll record next week on Monday, and if we'll find out, let us know the name, and we'll get them in here, and I think it would be excellent to hear from them. I mean, it's an excellent idea, and you guys tune in next week to hear about that. And I think Tripp's going to sing the fight song this week.
Hey, man, I'll see if I can get a hold of McGill, no problem.
I feel kind of bad. I don't think I have a video. Hearing myself in these headphones, I don't have a radio voice.
Oh, man, you have a great radio voice.
How did you get that?
It comes with the face. I got a face for radio. The voice goes with it.
Hey, we do hope that we get to do some of the live stream of the home games too. So that's something we're kind of looking forward to. Maybe I'll get to see one if I walk in with a microphone and a recorder and the live stream stuff. They might let me hang around and see you guys play.
Now, who's the home team for this game with Stuart Kramer?
Forestry.
Oh, they're used to that. They're used to having the home games away. Remember when they opened?
Yeah. Yes. And the Porta Johns. Sorry, Forest View.
Yeah,
that's not really sorry.
We don't need nothing to give them ammo.
Not the newest, just the best. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in with us, and we'll next week.
Next week.
Yep.
All right. I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Tripp Griffin.
I'm Coach James.
Thank you guys for joining us.